Flowers family.
Well, is your last name Scholler?
Well, I'm family enough that I've got a restaurant in Illinois, Mike Shannon's Grill in Edwardsville.
Yeah, I kind of heard about that. I can't tell you what's in the burger, but I can tell you that they're available 7 days a week, all the way up to 11 p.m.
So you can eat out on the giant patio?
Yes, you can, Mr. Shannon, with an ice-cold frosty one.
It's a giant of a patio you have over there, and it's the best giant patio ever. If you're 21 and in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Go to FastEddies.com as fast as you can and see that giant patio. Eddie, I can see that giant patio all the way from the Clark Bridge.
Woohoo! If you've shot for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Stop into your local Chevy dealer today and drive home one of their 11 vehicles that offer 30 mpg highway or better and feel great doing it. Based on EPA estimates, visit fueleconomy.gov for details.
We're taking the show on the road. The Martin Kilcoyne Show, live on Friday from Fazio's, Frets and Friends, noon to 3. Fazio's preparing for their blowout sale this Saturday, making room for new instruments. They've marked hundreds of items below cost. Tune in noon to 3 Friday for the Martin Kilcoyne Show or stop by. Get a preview of this great sale in Ellisville. They're on Manchester. It's the Shop and Save Center. New guitar, new instrument. This is the time to do it. We'll see you and you'll hear us from Fazio's, Frets and Friends.
Excellent release from
excellent release.
I can't beat that.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 17th edition of Pinions Playhouse. You people who just filed your taxes today, oh, you're going to prison. You're 2 days too late. See you in jail. We're brought to you by Associated Physicians Group. They are a physical therapy and pain management center. Actually, three centers in Illinois. O'Fallon, Swansea, Edwardsville. We're going to talk a little bit about that and tell you why I have a little bit of a problem with the term pain management. I don't know who came up with that term, but I'll tell you why it's not exactly what I want to say about these folks.
Hey!
A little bit of a delay there, Bruce. A little bit of a delay. What's wrong?
He was bending over.
No, he and the boys were out at a bar they frequent last night. A little bit crazy, a little bit rowdy. Sorry about that. Won't happen again tomorrow, will it? No, he says no tomorrow. I'll be back on track. Let's do a quick round of introductions here at the control board. He is up for, he's been nominated this year, first year that he is qualified to be a nominee of the Control Board Hall of Fame. Good luck, Peon, on
wow,
that. Getting in the Control Board Hall of
Very
Fame.
Exciting.
I say that when the ballots come in, you'll be in. He is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from a 401k, now would be a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. If you want to see a picture of him playing bass guitar, we have new pictures at frankopinion.com. It's not a very active site. It's a sponsor reference site more than anything else. But a couple of new pictures of Peon and Dan. You might want to check them out. How's it going, Dan?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And I can only imagine what it actually would be like to be in any kind of Hall of Fame. That has to be...
You are?
I didn't
didn't even know there was such a thing.
Brad Boy is telling me that he's in the what tasters?
Cheese.
He's in the Cheese Tasters Hall of Fame.
Oh.
I didn't even. Where is that? Wisconsin? He says in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Well, of course it is. You like that clarinet? You like polka music? Who doesn't? Then how can you not like these guys? Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Eat your heart out, Paul Shankman. Paul Schaefer.
Paul Shankman.
Paul Schaefer.
Just dig at Paul Shankman for no reason.
I started getting my Steve and my Paul kind of mixed up there.
Isn't Paul Schaefer?
Steve and my Paul.
There's a Steve Shankman and a Paul Schaefer.
Oh.
Why I said Paul Shankman, I have no idea. What, Dan?
Isn't Paul Schaefer leaving Letterman show?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
He is.
Wow. See, I say that's not good.
No,
because of all the late night bands, after Doc Severinsen and that gang was no longer around, to me, Paul Schaefer, nobody comes close.
Oh yeah,
I mean that group and Schaefer, boy, that's a devastating blow because I can't even tell you who Jay Leno's man was. The old American Idol guy. What's his name?
Ricky Minor.
Yeah. See, I don't even pay any attention to who that is.
Yeah.
For some reason, because I don't think Leno does a very good job of acknowledging him. I really don't.
No.
I think Letterman does a great job acknowledging Paul Schaefer. And I couldn't tell you who Kimmel's band or Fallon is. Does Conan still have the guy from E Street? Is that still his band? It's not, is it?
I don't know. Max Weinberg is not there.
I don't think
anymore.
That's the band anymore.
No, but
the rest of the guys are there, but Max is gone.
Jimmy Fallon has a really good band, too.
The Roots. That,
yeah.
Yeah, Schaefer. Yeah, but how long has he done this with Letterman? It's time to hang it up, maybe. He's got to get really old after a while. We're brought to you by Associated Physicians Group. Here's my problem with the term pain management. They have three centers in Illinois, and they're physical therapy and pain management centers. You don't stay in these places. You're an outpatient. You go and you work with professionals, therapists, under the direction of Dr. William Tom, who's an MD, and my problem with the term pain management is that in so many cases, what you're actually talking about is pain elimination. And I don't know who came. Pain management is a big business. It's a big business because there's so many baby boomers and so many parents of baby boomers. And the more society gets into this whole workout mindset and exercise, then the more injuries you have, which is why I'm never injured. Do you ever notice that?
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Notice
yeah.
that I never call in saying I tore an Achilles tendon. I'm going to have to rotator cuff surgery. I'm saving myself, as I've said many, many times. But with activity comes physical therapy a lot of times. And here we are entering. Now look at today, 85 degrees. Here's what's going to happen starting right about now. Weather turns nice. You can say goodbye to any possibility of snow or cold weather, and then the weekend warriors hit it hard. The corporate softball teams and all the people who get out and overdo it and mess it up a little bit, and now they need help. And this is where Associated Physicians Group comes in. Physical therapy and pain management. But let's not forget the very real possibility. You can be looking at the elimination of pain and the elimination maybe of that possibility that you were going to have surgery. Because a lot of people who thought they were looking at surgery find out that wasn't the case. What they really needed was somebody who could find another way. And that's often what happens at Associated Physicians Group. APG, all pain gone. That's what I like to think of it as. APG pain. .com. George Beverly Shea passed away last night at the age of 104. He was the soloist for Billy Graham and the Billy Graham Crusades for over 60 years. And one of the videos I watched in an interview with George Beverly Shea, who, by the way, holds the world's record for having sung to more people live than any singer in the world. He has sung before 220 million people. And I'm watching a couple interviews with him, and he told a story on one of them about being pulled over by a cop. And he was doing 82 in a Suburban, and the police officer looked at his driver's license, and obviously the police officer was a big fan of Billy Graham and the Crusades, and he said he just handed it back to him and said, God bless you, and be on your way and slow down. And it reminded me of my favorite police ticket joke, so that's what's coming up later. Rest in peace, George Beverly Shea. The 7th annual Gateway Dragon Boat Festival is going to take place at Creve Coeur Park Lake on June 1st. It's a Saturday. Do you guys know what this is?
No.
You know what a dragon boat is?
Yeah. I know drag racing boat.
No, dragon. Like dragon, the animal, like the fire.
No,
thing,
no. Okay?
This is the seventh one. Go on, if you go to frankopinion.com and right under Life Care Center of Florissant, because they're one of the sponsors, there's a video. Wait till you see what this is about. And I want companies to go and look at this because they're looking for sponsors. It's 20 people rowing each of these long canoe. You know the Harvard guys, and those, they have those. Well, this is this is 20 people. These are called dragon boats.
And it's the boats, got a dragon head and a dragon tail.
Exactly. And there's a company that provides the boats. And what happens here, this is the seventh year for this, is different companies, Enterprise, Monsanto, whatever, they buy sponsors. They sponsor a boat. And then they put 20 rowers in there. They can be 20 employees. It can be six employees and their spouses and friends. Once your company buys a boat, you can pick whatever 20 people you want to row it in there, and then they race. And wait till you see the video. It really is. It looks like a blast. So they are looking for sponsors. Again, go to, if you want, you can go right to gatewaydragonboat.org. If you can't remember that, go to frankopinion.com, and right under Life Care Center Florissant, there's a link. And their video, you click right on their video and watch it from last year. It's pretty wild. At the Creve Coeur, is it called Creve Coeur Lake or Creve Coeur Park Lake? I just call Creve Coeur Lake.
I think, yeah.
Every once in a while, we all need something to make us feel really good about our lives. And when you think you've got a rotten deal, then you need to watch Rock Center this Friday night with Brian Williams. A show which, by the way, has turned into a really good show. A little shaky in the beginning, but they found their way, and it's become one of my favorite shows. Ann Curry is going to interview Friday night this lady who 4 years ago lost her three daughters in a car accident. Her sister, so this would be the aunt of these three girls, was driving the wrong way on a highway and killed this woman's three daughters.
Mm.
You think you got a horrible deal? Wait till you see this interview Friday night. It'll sort of put you back in the right mindset. Kmart has done some ads that I believe for now are online. I don't know if they're going to run them on mainstream television, certainly network TV, but they should. And we're going to play you, because the audio is really all that matters. What Kmart's trying to do is let people know that you can have things shipped from Kmart. You can buy from Kmart, and they'll ship it to you, no charge. So they came up with the idea to have people buying pants and having them shipped from Kmart. So it shipped my pants, which sounds exactly like you're saying something else. It's hysterical. Now, when they did this, there were some people within Kmart, some of the board of directors, they went crazy saying this is horrible, it's vulgar, it sounds like you're saying something else. Oh, really?
What?
Really? Ship my pants? S-H-I-P, ship my pants. Sounds just like something else. And before we play it, I just want to say that, like so many things, I'm sure that if you were to go back now and interview the people who fought this at Kmart and said, we can't be doing this, go to them now and ask how they feel about it. This thing is a YouTube sensation. It was on the Today Show this morning. Kmart is going to get so much free publicity from this. And also, what better way to drive home the point that Kmart ships things? This does the job.
Free.
Free.
Yeah.
Here we go. Play it, Peon.
Ship my pants. Right here? Ship my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
You can't find what you're looking for in store. We'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
I got to tell you something. That's pretty clever. And I want to meet the person who didn't laugh when they heard that. I don't think we can hang out together. If you didn't laugh when you heard that, there may be something wrong with you. Good for Kmart. You know what happened to me today? I tried spelling a word. I didn't realize I didn't know how to spell Caribbean, and I kept getting the thing that comes up with the spell check goes misspelled. For whatever reason, I thought Caribbean
was...
It's
one R and two Bs, right?
Yeah, and I'm putting two Rs in there, and I never realized that I think that's the way I've been trying to spell Caribbean, and it didn't... You know how it doesn't look right sometimes?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then you stare at it long enough, and you realize, yeah, it does look right. Mine is what looked wrong. Two Rs looked wrong. The bombing victims. Now, this is not pleasant, but I think it's... something we should all know, because like the doctor who murdered the babies that survived abortion, Pion was telling me he went online and found the details, the gruesome details.
Yeah, Snopes has it, the entire details.
It's horrible, okay? I didn't realize this bombing thing a couple of days ago in Boston. Did you know that at least 12 people lost one or more limbs? Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that many people had their legs and arms blown off. I can't wait till they find the scumbag.
Two brothers. Both
lost a leg.
They were talking to one of the runners, and he said that he heard the first explosion and didn't think anything of it. He was approaching the finish line, and then he said he heard the second one, and then people started yelling and running, and they stopped the race, and then he went by... and said there was a guy laying on the sidewalk with both of his legs blown off below the knee.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. The people who were smart enough to improvise tourniquets, all these people had lanyards on. They had things around their neck. Belts, lanyards, whatever they could find. And the tourniquets saved these people's lives. Pellets, nails, metal shards put in these bombs. You got over 170 people now injured, and at least a dozen of them lost a limb or more, and then they describe some scenes. I won't get too graphic, but looking over and seeing a foot on the pavement and the amount of blood there was. This is, again, I can't wait till they catch the person. Here's the bad news. Watch for whoever this piece of scum is to still be alive in 20 or 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee. Let's pose the question, hey, federal government, what's the status on Mr. Fort Hood, the Army major who killed 13 other soldiers? Why aren't we hearing about that? I rest my case. You know, it'll just kind of go away. And we deserve better. There should be a public execution of the guy that did this thing in Boston. I'm not kidding. You don't have to watch it if you don't want to. Put it on Channel 9 or something. Tell people it's going to be on. I'd be glued to it.
I would.
You couldn't torture this guy enough for me. The other interesting thing was the soldiers, the 15 active duty soldiers who ran in that marathon from the Massachusetts National Guard, they ran in full combat uniforms called a ruck. It's a military backpack, weighs 40 pounds, and it's filled with water, extra uniforms, Gatorade, change of socks, first aid, and trauma kits. They were running, it was a symbolic gesture, supporting their buddies who are still overseas who have to carry this stuff all the time. Turns out, they couldn't have come in more handy than the 15
They were all
backpacks.
There right at the end.
They were right there at the end with these backpacks full of stuff that saved people's lives. Sometimes, things work out. You may have to have one of these category. I just found a couple of gadgets I'd share with you. There's a bag on the market, and it says in the ad for it that it will replace your old boring briefcase. But I think they're talking about women, because I'm looking at the bag, and it looks kind of like a shopping type. It looks like a woman's bag. So how many women carry briefcases? But here's the bigger question. And I don't really look around to notice. Do a lot of men still carry briefcases? I guess they do.
Yeah.
Business types?
Yeah. A lot of them are the satchels now.
Yeah, I just have a leather bag.
Over your shoulder. Yeah.
And I just throw stuff in there. All right, in that same ad, they mention a coffee mug. I'm not a big coffee drinker. I don't drink coffee in the car. Some people have to have. I see people on the road, especially if you're on in the morning on the road. Oh, my goodness, they got that coffee in the car. They have to have it. It's called the Hot Rod Heated Travel Mug. And over the years, there have been a lot of different incarnations of some kind of heated mug that plugs in the cigarette lighter. This one looks like the real deal. You plug it in the cigarette lighter. It's 16 ounces, thermally insulated. and it has an analog gauge that lets you monitor the temperature of your coffee and a switch so you can heat it up or not as hot. It's $25, which I thought was pretty reasonable. It's at thinkgeek.com. Now, here's another one, and I'm not sure I understand how this works. It's home cordless phones, so think of a landline with cordless phones, that Bluetooth link to your cell phone. So if somebody calls your cell phone, you can pick up an answer if you're at home on a landline.
Oh, wow.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because I've had times where somebody calls a cell phone, signal's not great, and let me call you back on the landline. This links the two together, and it's not really that expensive. A couple of handsets, it's $80. There's another one that offers a single handset for $60. And again, it links with your cell phone. And then here's the last thing. It's let's say you meet somebody, and instead of giving them a business card, when you leave, you want to give them all your information. There is a phone case. Just think of most of us have some kind of phone case. You put the phone in some sort of protective case. Well, in the case, embedded in the actual case, is a code, and you can literally let the other person's phone scan, boop, grab your case, and it downloads into their contacts all your information, your business address, your name, your business phone, cell phone, all that stuff, just by touching phones, business to business. So the business card days, I don't do business cards anyway. If people give me one, I just say, you know what, just keep it here. And I look at it, and I put their thing in my phone, the number, and I go, here, have your card back. Because you know what happens? You end up sticking your wallet or something or throwing it down at home, and then you find it 3 years later. And look at all these business cards I got. I don't even remember I had. So I think the day of the business card is long gone. I think it's bumping phones is going to be the way we transfer information. Man, I'm going to get to the eye shaving tomorrow. You heard me right. Eyeball shaving with a razor blade in China. We'll do that tomorrow. And why Kiss is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I don't get this at all. Rush was just inducted. Kiss has been eligible since 1999. They were nominated in 2010. Edged out recently by ABBA, Genesis, and The Stooges. Are you kidding me?
The Stooges?
Beat out Kiss, and Kiss is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, The Stooges is what's-his-name's band.
Who?
I have to think of it. Hold on to me.
Larry Fine?
Am I the only one that thinks this doesn't make any
Iggy
sense
Pop,
at all?
I think.
Come on. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Kiss is not in there?
Yeah, Kiss
get
should be in there.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Rest in peace, George Beverly Shea. His story reminded me of this great joke. Lady's in the car, and she is hauling it. She's doing about 93, 94 miles per hour. Cop radar guns her, pulls her over, walks up to the driver's window. She rolls the windows down. She said, can I help you, officer? He says, well, yeah, you can help me, first of all, by telling me why you're going so fast, over 90 miles an hour. She says, I didn't realize I was speeding. He says, I need to see your driver's license. She said, I don't have a driver's license. He says, I need to see registration. She says, I don't have that. And you're going to ask me for insurance, and I can't give you that either. And he says, oh, really? She says, really. She says, look, maybe the registration's in here and the insurance. I don't know. It's not my car. It's stolen. I stole the vehicle. I'm not the owner. He says, where's the owner? She says, well, when I stole the vehicle, I killed the owner. The owner is in the trunk, dismembered in a plastic garbage bag. Cop draws his gun, reaches over to his lapel where he's got the microphone. Backup. He calls for backup. He says, step out of the car, ma'am. Step out of the car, slowly. She does with her hands up. Dispatch wants to know what he wants. When he calls for backup, and he explains to them he has a serious, serious situation. He needs backup immediately, and explains to them that he has a woman who's in a stolen car, no license, no registration, and that she's apparently killed the owner and his body's in the trunk. Well, here come like five police cars. And the chief shows up on the scene, and he says, let me question this woman. He walks over to her, and he says, ma'am, he says, I understand you don't have a license, you don't have registration, you don't have insurance. She says, no, that's not true. She said, here's my driver's license. She hands it to the chief. She says, and here is registration, and here's the insurance card. And he says, I'm going to ask you to very slowly go to the back of the car, open the trunk. And she does, and there's nothing there. She says, Chief, can I ask you what this is about? He says, well, ma'am, I'm not sure. He says, the officer who stopped you, pulled you over, radioed in and said that you didn't have a license. She says, there it is. He said you didn't have registration or insurance. She said, there they are. Said that you had stolen the vehicle and you murdered the owner. She says, what? He said, yes, that you murdered the owner and you dismembered him and he was in your trunk in a garbage bag. She says, you saw my trunk, it's empty. She says, well, let me guess. I guess he also told you I was speeding.
All right, let's get a look at traffic. Here is Timothy Weiland. Hi, Tim.
We've got some real problems on the highways right now, Dan. First of all, on westbound 64, you're running slow Hampton through McCausland, but then you're going to slow down again, Spady to just west of Mason, and that's due to an accident that only has the left lane open, but it does look like they're getting ready to pick up some of the cones, and they moved everything else off to the right shoulder, but it's a solid jam. And now eastbound 4064, just west of Highway 270, another accident, and it looks like we're pretty well jammed up now. It's slow at Timberlake Manor, and then you're pretty well jammed up 141 up through that accident scene. Now, if you continue westbound on 64, looks like we're heavy Clarkson down to the ice rink, and then you're slow again from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 270, starting to jam up now on at McDonald all the way through 170, really New Florissant where things really open up. On westbound 70, slow west of St. Charles Rock Road to about the Earth City Expressway. Then it's just slow up to the Blanchette Bridge. Southbound 270, they've cleared that earlier accident at Ladue, but you are jammed up in pockets between Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, looks like they've opened that right lane on the ramp to Highway 270, so you're looking pretty good there. And downtown, you're looking pretty good on eastbound 64, but once you get over the bridge, you're slow from near 4th Street to 64. This traffic report brought to you by Bridgestone. Bridgestone Ecopia tires. They're designed to be more fuel efficient than conventional tires. Through April 30th, you can save on the tires that can save you fuel during Bridgestone's Rethink Green Spring promo. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time.
At any time.
Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings.
We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Hi, George Weber. With baseball starting, summer can't be far off. It's time for the Weber Spring Sale. 2013 Cruises for just $14.9. The most popular car in St. Louis for just $14.9. 2013 Malibu, just $17.9. And 2013 Equinox for only $21.9. As always, there are no restrictions, no fine print, no asterisks. The prices include factory rebates and dealer discounts that everyone qualifies for. And don't worry about finding what you want. We have over 2,500 new Chevys, by far the largest selection in the Midwest. Looking for a payment? Listen to these specials for this month only. New 13 Cruise for $169 a month, New 13 Malibu for $209 a month, and New 13 Equinox for $253 a month. All payments exclude taxes and are low-mileage leases, and they are all with no money down. That's right, $169 for a Cruise, $209 for a Malibu, and $253 for an Equinox with no money down. Again, absolutely everyone qualifies with approved credit, and there are no surprises. It's the spring sale, and it's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are WeberChevrolet.com.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-949-6549. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-949-6549. That's 1-800-949-6549. 1-800-949-6549.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-500-8159. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-500-8159. 1-800-500-8159.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-676-1536 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-676-1536 to take your call now. Call 800-676-1536. That's 800-676-1536. Again, 800-676-1536.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.75? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
When the Redbirds win in April, so do you with $2 pieces at Sevens in Casino Queen. The day after a Cards win, get a one-topping pizza for just $2 at Sevens, home of the coldest draft beer, always 29 degrees. And don't forget, hotel packages start at $70 per person based on double occupancy. Stay close to the action and catch our free Cardinal shuttle from the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots. Sequence, but for details, must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800.
forget.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Of all the souvenirs you can bring home, the best was your own money. Motel 6 is the lowest price of any national chain. Call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 or book at motel6.com.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550.
Now they made that noise.
Chugga-lug-chugga.
Chugging and lugging.
Make you wanna holler.
Out in Southern California. Is Mike Evans. He comes your way courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. You can start at thompsonprice.com or you can just head on over to the showroom in De Pere. Half mile east of 270 next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home is proud to present Mike Evans, everybody. What's going on? Uh-oh.
Smooth.
You okay?
I think so.
All right.
Pockwiz question. How much money is Paul McCartney worth? Now, this doesn't include the money that his wife, Nancy Shovel, has, who is a very successful real estate agent, broker, wheeler dealer in New York. This is just money Paul McCartney is worth. $600 million, $800 million, $1 billion. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets, the latest person Justin Bieber has been texting and harassing with his unwanted crap is Jennifer Lawrence, who just laughs him off, suggests that maybe Jennifer needs a babysitter to make sure he doesn't misuse his cell phone. I like Jennifer Lawrence. Yesterday, we had the perfect female star. Today, the perfect male star. He would have Will Smith's lips, Leonardo DiCaprio's eyes, George Clooney's hair, Brad Pitt's ears, Hugh Jackman's chest, Dwayne Johnson's arms, Robert Downey Jr.'s legs, and I don't get this, Ryan Seacrest's personality?
Mike, you just described yourself, baby.
Well, I know, yeah. I did. A lot of people don't know that, but then again, you do know that, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. Court docket, the AEG company that is being sued by Michael Jackson's family for billions of dollars, have actual audio tapes of Michael Jackson calling doctors trying to get Percocets, Oxycontin, codeine, Vicodin, and even propofol. It's going to be kind of hard to blame AEG for Michael's death when Michael was making calls to doctors and doctor shopping years before he ever got involved with
it. Yeah,
AEG.
Good luck with that lawsuit. That's not going to fly.
It's not going to happen. That's just ridiculous. Michael Douglas' son, Cameron Douglas, has had five more years added to his prison sentence for selling drugs in prison. Not usually a good idea. And if that's not bad enough, there's a contract out on Cameron for snitching on a New York drug cartel.
No, you don't do that.
No, it's usually not a good idea if you are in prison already to be snitching on drug cartels.
You know, Mike, I spoke with Kirk Douglas.
Well, why didn't you record it? Because if you would have recorded, you'd have been like zipper zapper.
Well, I did. I did record it, and I asked Kirk Douglas. I said, "It must kill you. How do you feel about your grandson and the trouble he seems to always find?" And I'll play it for you. I can't stand it. It makes me sick. Kirk Douglas.
Wow.
He's pretty in depth.
You know, you can't hear that anywhere else.
No, just, well, I think Mark Christopher's going to rerun it tomorrow.
No. Todd Wallace, I think.
No, they don't know that name.
Todd Wallace.
They don't know that name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They don't know the other ones either, homie.
No.
So that's another story completely. Is it true? The California Child Protection Service has opened an investigation against the Octomom. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when they're going to take those kids away from her. Odds and ends, Bono loves the Coachella Music Festival so much that he's offered to be the headliner next year for a much discounted fee. People who have seen the Rolling Stones concert say it is not as good as the ones in past years. There's also seven oxygen tanks hidden from the audience that Mick and the boys go and take hits off of throughout the show when they get winded.
Hey, I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either. You know, I've kind of laughed about that. But bottom line is, football players do it all the time, and they're not 75 years old.
Yeah.
I actually used to work on the air with a guy, and during commercial breaks, he'd go breathe oxygen.
No.
No. We did a show together, and he had oxygen at the radio station, and he was 48 years old.
What, was something wrong with him?
No, he just, he said, I asked him about it, he said he just, it's invigorating. That's what he said.
Wow. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Is helping Anne Hathaway look for a house in Connecticut. The FBI is investigating a stalker threatening to kill Ivanka Trump. I don't get it. And the Masters TV ratings up 20% from last year without Tiger Woods in contention, although they showed every shot he made, so he still got a lot of airtime.
Right.
And finally. Just his money alone. How much money is Paul McCartney worth? $600 million, $800 million, $1 billion.
Dan.
$600 million.
I'm going to go a billion.
Answer is $800 million. I'm Mike Evans for Live Hollywood. Hey.
Pian, you win.
Wow.
I don't know what you win, but you win.
2 days in a row.
What?
2 days in a row.
Whoa.
Yeah, wow, you're like a genius. Only like one. A savant, like a pop quiz savant.
Yep.
Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne, there's talk that maybe it's Splitsville. He says, not true. I don't do an impression of Ozzy Osbourne. I wish I could. He also says that part of the problem is that for the last year and a half, he's been back on the bottle and the drugs, and he says his behavior has been insane. Well, that doesn't sound like Ozzy Osbourne.
Not at all.
Insane behavior, so... we'll see, like, really, I guess, who cares? American Equity Mortgage, 21 years. 21 years in the business they're in, the mortgage business, but it's more than just about letting somebody have the money to get the house they want. There's a lot more that they do. And I would imagine their biggest business is loaning people money on the equity that they have in their house so that they can pay off credit card bills. That's the number one thing on people's list that they want to borrow money for, is to pay off credit card, because you're trading debt. You're taking a debt that has like 14, 15, 16% on it for that same debt with 3, 4, 5% on it, depending on your situation, your credit situation. Huge difference. And here's the other big difference, that new debt that's a much lower interest rate is probably going to be mostly tax deductible because it becomes part of your house payment. And the interest, as you know, on your mortgage is a tax deduction, one of the few great tax deductions we have left. If you want to know how all this works, bill consolidation loan, home equity loan, give them a call. You know the number. You've known it for 21 years. 314-878-9999 or go to AmericanEquity.com.
And we're going to get a quick look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it looks like things have thinned out between Hampton and McCausland, but they're still working. They've cleared that accident also on westbound 64 at between Mason and Maryville Center. But, boy, things are jammed up pretty solid from about Clayton Warson all the way out to Mason. Maryville Center, things open up, and then you get heavy in the valley out towards the Boone Bridge. Southbound 170 still looks like it's running slow now near Ladue down through Highway 64. Westbound 44, everything's looking pretty good there. No delays on southbound 55. Looks like we've cleared up across the bridge also. On westbound 70, it looks like we are running a little bit slow past the airport. You're slow from St. Charles Rock Road, and then it's stop and go from Highway 270 through Earth City Expressway, and then just slow again to the Blanchette Bridge. Eastbound 270 slows east to McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Play It Forward with the Missouri Lottery. Win a brand new Harley-Davidson motorcycle instantly or online with Harley-Davidson scratchers from the Missouri Lottery. You could also win up to $75,000 on each ticket. So play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest one-piece insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
All right, thank you for joining us. Tomorrow, Dawn Meadows-Dixon with one of her three last reports. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. No arrest yet, but significant